Brachas Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Kavros Ames Chazu. So the mourners buried the dead, and everybody was going back. Everybody means everybody else that was there to be Menachem Avol and give cover to the mace and help bury the mace. Im Yechom Lahaschil V'Ligmar. If when all these people get back, they go to the certain area they were going to be Menachem Avol as the process is, and if they have enough time when they walk there to start saying Kriyishma and finish it, Ad Shelo Yagiu L'Shura, until the mourner gets to their place in the line, Yaschilu, they should start saying Kriyishma. Vim Lav, and if they don't have enough time, meaning the Avol is going to get there too quickly for them to start and finish, Lo Yaschile, they shouldn't even start saying Kriyishma. So what's the reason? The Shita Mikubetzis asks, let them say Kriyishma and patter themselves from the mitzvah of being Menachem Avol. Because the whole thing over here, the whole Indian here, is Osik b'mitzvah patam in the mitzvah. If they're Osik in the mitzvah of being Menachem Avol, so they should not stop and say Kriyishma. That's what the whole point is here. So why not say Kriyishma first? So the Shita Mikubetzis answer is that they already started the mitzvah of Tanchumi Avelim. That started already, and therefore they can only leave it if they have enough time. Meaning the Tenchumi Avelim starts, there's some kind of nechama when the people are helping bury the dead as well. So they're already osik in that, and that's a little nechama and covered to the mourners as well. Now the mitzvah of Tenchumi Avelim, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and it comes from Pasuk in Yisro, Aderech Yelchu Ba, the Yisro when he was giving advice to appoint shoftim and leaders. So he said that the leaders would teach Klal Yisrael about Chesed. The Gemara Darshan's B'Metzia, Derech, is referring to Chesed. So there, that's the source that min HaTorah there's a mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. According to the Rambam, and most of us would think that it comes from V'Havta Recha Kamocha, and that's what the Rambam actually brings down in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Either way, it's a mitzvah Midiraisa, and that patters from Krishma. Interestingly enough, the Rambam Shita we just mentioned holds that Tanchumi Avelim is Drabbanon, and the Rambam specifically says, as we just mentioned, that it's only in a case where one has enough time should one continue with Tanchumi Avelim. But if one does not have enough time, the Rambam implies that one should stop and make sure to say Krishma, which seems like the Rambam Shita, that Krishma is Deraisa, and Tanchumi Avelim is Drabbanon. Now, it's a whole big sugya as far as Osik B'mitzvah, Potam in a mitzvah. Even there are shitas, the Ritva holds that one, the Ritva in Sukkah holds that even if a person is osik in a smaller mitzvah, that's not as great as the bigger one, he's still potter even from the bigger mitzvahs. And even more so, the Molei Roam says over there that even if somebody is osik in a mitzvah midrabbanon, he's also potter from a mitzvah min HaTorah. So according to that, it wouldn't even make a difference whether or not Tanchumi Avelim is deraisa derabbanon, and it also wouldn't even make a difference if there's time enough afterwards. So this is a big sugya in osik mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, whether you can even do both at the same time, are you still potter, and so on and so forth. But just the interesting points, because this is all playing into the sugya over here. The Mishnah continues, Ha'omdim b'shura, when they get to this place to do Tanchumi Avelim, so the ones that are standing in the line, they're all standing in the line to be Menachem Avol, Ha'pnimim, the ones that are on the inside, which means they're going to be adjacent to the mourner when he passes by so they can say, Amak Menachem Eschem, Peturim, they're potter from Krishma, Vachitzonim Chayavin, and the ones on the outside that are there to obviously be Menachem Avol, but more so to give covered to the mace and covered to the whole procedure by being there, but they're not physically going to be saying anything because they're not right next to him. So they're chayv in Krishma. Now, like we said, osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, and there has to really be an asik in the mitzvah. One has to be tarred. He has to be really, really been involved. So even though the people that are on the outside are still in part of a mitzvah, they're still part of chesed, they're involved and they're giving cover to the mason, to the mourner, yet since they're not osik in something, like the person in the inner part of the row that's going to be speaking to the avol, so therefore they are not patam and they have to say Krishma.